Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Howard Johnson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Mitchell. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Mitchell. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Casey Kendale. Batting second. The right fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting third. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Hubie Brooks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vance Law. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tom Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Martinez. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Martinez. And now, play ball. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Law scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Casey Kendale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendale hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Webster moves to third. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McReynolds. The throw from Fitzgerald and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is walked intentionally. John Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Magadan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive towards third. Magadan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykstra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fitzgerald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Kendall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dennis Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez juggles the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Webster. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Webster steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mitchell has Martinez trapped. He runs over and tags Martinez for the out. Webster moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Wallach reaches second base with a double. Webster scores. Raines goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Expos. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Wallach scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Expos. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McReynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webster who is chasing the ball. McReynolds reaches third base with a triple. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webster throws the ball into Brooks, who tags Johnson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McReynolds scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Expos. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Law scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Magadan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mitchell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Mitchell. Foley moves to second. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-1 in the game. Fitzgerald takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. Martinez bunts towards the mound. Mitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. Foley moves to third. Fitzgerald moves to second. One out. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-2 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Foley scores. Fitzgerald moves to third. It's 4-1, Expos. Doug Sisk now pitching. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Webster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fitzgerald scores. Kendall moves to third. It's 5-1, Expos. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kendall tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Wallach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Expos. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0-2 in the game. Dykstra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykstra. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Dykstra steals second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Law scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Backman for the out. Dykstra moves to third. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Randy Myers now pitching. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Law reaches second base with a double. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley strikes out. One out. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald strikes out. Two outs. Dennis Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields the ball and throws to Myers covering. Safe. Law moves to third. Martinez moves to second. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Webster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-1, Expos. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Wallach hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Strawberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Lyons now catching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Magadan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson pinch hits for Randy Myers. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a fly ball into center field. Kendall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Don Schulz now pitching. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Magadan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herm Winningham pinch hits for Dennis Martinez. Herm Winningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Winningham for the out. Two outs. Casey Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 4 for 4 in the game, with three singles and a home run. He's got five RBIs. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Casey Kendall now playing second base. Andy McGaffigan now pitching. Tom Foley now playing third base. Herm Winningham now playing center field. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 3 in the game. Backman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Backman moves to third. Bill Almon pinch runs for Keith Hernandez. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Strawberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Backman scores. Almon moves to second. It's 12-2, Expos. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. Almon moves to third. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Almon now playing first base. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Raines hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-2, Expos. Wallace Johnson pinch hits for Andy McGaffigan. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Magadan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 13, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Parrott now pitching. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Magadan strikes out. One out. Lee Mozilli pinch hits for Don Schulz. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a fly ball into center field. Winningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykstra. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Dykstra steals second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Winningham. Almone reaches second base with a double. Dykstra scores. Backman moves to third. It's 13-3, Expos. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 13, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.